Today's high going down to 5 tonight, up to 13 tomorrow, 12 on Friday with variable cloudiness. There'll be a flurry or two, but that's about it. And it's going to be cold also Saturday and Sunday. So the question is this the start of a siege of cold that's going to last much of the month, or will it be a reversion to some previous weather pattern? It looks like the second option is what's going to happen. The flow out of the northwest will abate. There will be some alternating northwest and southwest flows, and so temperatures are likely to turn more moderate next week. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Muchas gracias, EA. Right now in Kenosha, sunny skies, 11 degrees. Stay tuned because Kenosha is involved in the Wingstop trivia question. It is 10 at the Municipal Airport in Burlington, 12 at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, and at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine at WRJN. Sunny skies, 12 degrees. The wind is out of the west at 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour, producing a marvelous wind chill of minus 6. The dew point is a digit. The relative humidity, 61%, and the barometric pressure is rising at 30 even. It is coming up to 10:10 on a hump day morning. Glenn Klein in the studio on Victory Avenue in Racine. And as I said, beautiful humans, the Wingstop trivia question is Kenosha related today. Wingstop is in Racine, 5400 Washington Ave. But the trivia question is about a Kenosha native named Orson Welles. We've got the Oscars coming up in the next month or so. Orson Welles was nominated for 9 Academy Awards for this film. Which film was Kenosha native, the famous actor and director, Orson Welles, nominated for 9 Oscars? 634-3311 is the number to call. Paige and Melanie are waiting to take the first correct callers, or caller. You're going to want to share, of course, the 30-pack meal and your winnings with the beautiful humans in your life. 634-3311 is the number. The Wingstop 30-pack meal includes sauce. It includes sides. It includes veggies and dip. What movie did Orson Welles of Kenosha win 9 Academy Awards for? 634-3311 is the number to call. 634-3311. You'll get to talk with Melanie and Paige and feast on the delicious 30-pack meal from the Wingstop. This goes out to a very precious, beautiful human in my former home state of FLA. It's Joe Cocker. He's going to get by. He's going to get high with a little help from his friends on your radio friend, WRJN.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you keep timing that? Keep on timing that breath. Oh, ain't nothing gonna stop anymore. I'm gonna keep on timing. I'm getting high, I'm gonna make it tight, oh no. Gonna get by with my friend. Yes, I'm gonna get on back. Wanna take them all along. I'm gonna take them all along.
Wanna give your mind a thrill ride? Fasten your metal seatbelt, then gently turn up your radio from 9 till 2. Glenn Klein will be on WRJN. And chances are, your life will never be the same.
Don't worry about a thing. pure and true. Say it.
Out to Kimber in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Don't worry, because every little thing is gonna be all right. The Jamaican prophet Bob Marley on your radio, friend, for a hump day morning. It is 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. This is your radio prophet, Glenn Klein. I'm good at predicting stuff. What can I tell you? I suck at most things, but there's a few that I'm pretty good at. And making predictions are one of them. Just like I predicted that Kenosha would be involved in today's Wingstop trivia question. The question was, Kenosha native Orson Welles was nominated for 9 Academy Awards for what film? And of course, the correct answer was the classic Citizen Kane. Julie Holverson of Bristol was victorious. She was first in with the correct answer. Congratulations, Julie. You will enjoy the Wingstop 30-pack meal. The Wingstop, of course, at 5400 Washington Ave in beautiful Racine. It includes sauce, sides, veggies, and dip. I think it's like a $26 value. So stay tuned for tomorrow's Wingstop trivia question right here on WRJN. Yesterday, of course, the first day of the 115th Congress, and our very own Paul Ryan, the congressman from the 1st Congressional District, was reelected Speaker of the House and got to deal with a rebellion right off the get-go as the GOP caucus voted to change the ethics rules. That's their first thing out of the box. The congressional ethics rules. And then I predicted that President-elect Trump would make hay. And 150 or 40 characters later on a tweet, the Republicans changed course. They're like, maybe not so much. Good move, Republican Party. So as bad an idea as it was, by the way, Speaker Ryan voted against it. So did Majority Leader McCarthy, the California congressman. They voted against it, but a vast majority of Republicans voted. And apparently there's some fairly good reasons to maybe make some adjustments to this independent ethics board. But to do it first thing, bad optics, really bad optics. I remember in 1994, when Newt Gingrich took over, the first thing that Congress did during Bill Clinton's first midterm election was to pass a law. Now think about this, beautiful humans. They had to pass a law to make Congress liable for the same laws they pass for us. That is awesome. And by the way, that got repealed too, eventually. Yeah, good times. Good times in the nation's capital. We're having good times on the radio. Here comes Sly and the Family Stone on your radio, friend.
shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let in love all I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey, I've changed my mind. This love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you're mine, that you're mine. I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Run crazy. Great balls of fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis had great balls of fire on your radio, friend. It's 10:30. It's coming up to the great Tom Carco's potentially award-winning newscast. Coming up after that, we will be getting over the hump with author Rick Jones of Analog Advice in a Digital World. And if you didn't catch the interview with Danielle Lindner last hour, it'll be up on our website at WRJN.com later this afternoon. Really worthwhile listening. Ms. Lindner is a winner of the top 25 women of distinction in New Jersey. And speaking of women of distinction and Kenosha, as we were for the Orson Welles Wingstop trivia questions, nominations are being accepted for the 2017 Susan B. Anthony Women of Influence Awards to recognize Kenosha County women who are making a difference. The nomination deadline is 5 p.m. this Friday. You can send an email to sba.woi@aol.com or give them a call at 262-515-3745. That is for nominations for the 2017 Susan B. Anthony Women of Influence Awards to recognize Kenosha County women. The great Tom Carco is on deck.
W260CV Racine is 99.9 FM.
Tom Carco.